The plan is to deliver welcome home baskets to returning soldiers filled with useful contacts for health care needs, jobs, and education. State Department of Veterans Affairs Secretary John Skokos says he's calling on chambers of commerce groups across the state to pitch in and help fill the baskets.
We would look at discounts on new cars, financial planning services, groceries, resume writing assistance, key things to, besides our benefits, more than anything, bringing them back and welcome to the community and saying thank you.
The parent of two returning soldiers just back from Iraq likes the idea. Dan Naylor of Waupaca is himself a Vietnam-era veteran. He says the state's new initiative is a welcome sign that his children won't face the problems that many of his fellow Vietnam vets did when they came home.
Not only were people not accepted, but often excluded in terms of relationships and to a point where people would not acknowledge that they were even veterans. And so we've seen a real shift in that attitude, which I think is great. And I, you know, certainly for our children, I appreciate all the support that they have received.
Naylor says he hopes that for his son and daughter, welcome home programs like the one announced this week won't be just short-term affairs.
Or that somebody says, yeah, let's have them in a parade and give them a basket, and then we forget about them. That's the worst thing we could do.
Naylor's son just finished a tour of duty as a medic caring for wounded soldiers fighting near Ramadi. His daughter was training new Iraqi police recruits in Baghdad. He says both of them have gotten strong support from the military and their community since their return. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.